Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we switch to the book of Psalms this morning. We're in Psalm number 9 with verses 10 and 11. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you. You never forsake those who seek you, Lord. A song about calling on God first, our stronghold, our guide. He is how we abide. In the darkest of nights, when hope seems to fade, there's a beacon of light guiding the way. To all who seek Him with hearts open wide, God's love will surround you. There's no need to hide. For the Lord never forsakes those who seek His face, constantly calling on God first in every step we take. Through trials and triumphs, He'll be by our side, our refuge and our strength. In Him we will abide. When troubles arise and burdens weigh you down, just lift up your voice, let His praises resound. For God is our fortress, our shelter from the storm. In Him we find comfort, our hearts He'll transform. For the Lord never forsakes those who seek His face, constantly calling on God first in every step we take. Through trials and triumphs, He'll be by our side, our refuge and our strength. In Him we will abide. In times of doubt, when faith starts to wane, remember His promises, they never will change. He's faithful and just, His love knows no end. So let us trust in Him, our Savior and friend. For the Lord never forsakes those who seek His face, constantly calling on God first in every step we take. Through trials and triumphs, He'll be by our side, our refuge and our strength. In Him we will abide. So let us press on with hearts full of praise, seeking God always in all of our ways. For He is our anchor, our guiding light. Forever we'll walk with Him, our faith shining bright. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of Your mercy, Lord, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are Yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Psalm 9. Our practice today is in verses 10 through 11. We have a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Lord Forsakes Never Those Who Call. The oppressed have a stronghold by the Lord, in troubling times strength to resolve. Trusting His name by knocking on His door, Lord forsakes never those who call. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's November 24th, 2023. Recording this morning a little bit early, up with the angels, Got a little bit of traveling going to be doing this morning. It's 3:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are heading off to a silent retreat today as we travel through Georgia to visit some families and some friends in Jessup, Georgia, where my dad was born on the Ottawa River up there. We're going to go share some time with my mother's side of the family and my father's side of the family. My mother's side of the family first. One of my uncles, one of my distant cousins, I guess you should say, is turning 82 today. And we are going to celebrate a birthday with my first cousins of my mother. And then go see my Aunt Betty and my Uncle Donald and some of my other nieces and nephews, hopefully for dinner on Friday night tonight. So, traveling prayers today as we head up to Covington, Georgia, and we're going to be staying at the Holy Spirit Monastery for a two-day retreat starting on Monday and Tuesday night. Looking forward to seeing some good friends we haven't seen in a couple of years. We moved out of South Florida, the Coonies. Had 8 children, big family, big Catholic family, and hoping to spend some time with them in prayer Saturday and Sunday. Safe travel prayer today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Calling out on the name of Jesus as we close. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and universal utterings each day, as my good friend John once said to me. And I close in Jesus' name and my brother-in-law's honor. Johnny, we love you. Jesus. Jesus. God bless you. I love you, Tony. Have a wonderful day.